Hi. Today, let's talk about powering up your videos. Do you want your videos to stand out from a long stream of other videos? And do you want to capture the attention of your viewers and keep them captivated no matter how long your video is? Of course, you're saying yes, right? And that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to show you some ways that you can do that. And what is this online video success secret from Sesame Street that I added in my video title? What is that all about? Well, if you want to find out, and it's a really, really good secret, then stick around. I will get to that because that is one of the three ways to power up your videos. Hi there, I'm Lexi Rodrigo, digital content manager and blog editor at Miracy. I don't know why that always trips me up when I say that. I am also a copywriter, consultant, and book author, and a video enthusiast. So let's do this. First tip is to give your video a sizzling title. Now, if you're posting your video on YouTube, you want to, a sizzling title would be an SEO title. So that means a search engine optimized title. So what that means at the very basic level is that you put your target keyword in the title of your video. Okay? But if you're putting your video on Facebook, then a sizzling title is something, it doesn't have to contain your target keyword, but it has to have a hook, something that will grab your viewers' attention. For example, if you saw my video on Facebook, then probably seeing Sesame Street there grabbed your attention, especially if you grew up watching Sesame Street. And that's actually one of the ways that you can write a good title, is to mention a celebrity in your title. For example, if I were to say, put up a video with a title, Presentation Skills I Learned from Steve Jobs, then that would probably pique your interest, right? And you would probably click on that video to watch it. So that's one way, okay, that you can write a sizzling video. And I have actually two other tips for you. Another one is the how-to title. The how-to, like all, every one of us, we're all, I don't know, we're obsessed about, learning new things, learning new skills. So putting how-to in the title of your video, is one way to grab people's attention. But don't be boring about it, right? Like, put something like some more exciting words into it. Like, don't just say how to, what is it? Like, what's an example of a how-to that you want to, how to create a video? Like, that's kind of boring. How about how to easily create a marketing video in 1 minute? So something like that makes it sizzle more, right? Okay, and there's actually, I have a third tip for writing a sizzling title, and that is to use numbers. People love it when you're specific, and numbers make your title specific. For example, the alternate title of this video is Three Ways to Power Up Your Video. So the number three there makes it very specific, and it also gives your viewer a guide as to what to expect from the video. So when I'm talking about, okay, and the third way, then you know that I'm about to finish, right? I'm about to wrap up. So other ways that you can use numbers in your title, the previous example that I said, like how to create a marketing video in 30 minutes, or sorry, what did I say? Let's say how to create a marketing video in 5 minutes. So five is a very specific number. It's a number. So that's another way to use numbers. Or, but I don't know if you're allowed to do this online, like how I made $10,000 in 1 hour, something like that. Okay, so you get the idea. So that's tip number one, give your video a sizzling title. Tip number two is to use captions. Yeah, to caption your video, even if you don't think, you know, you're not targeting the hearing impaired or anything like that. Now, let me ask you a question. When you watch Netflix, do you turn the subtitles on or off? Even if it's, you know, in the language, you're watching something that's in the language you actually speak. Now, sometimes my husband and I will have an argument about this because I like to watch British TV shows and my husband just can't understand them. And so he needs to have the subtitles on, but I find the subtitles distracting. And so sometimes he argue, do we turn it on or off? But okay, so here's why you want to put captions on your videos. 80% of videos online, or hang on, this might be just for Facebook, but 80% of videos are watched with the audio off. So if you'll notice, when your video appears in the news feed, the audio is switched off, okay, by default. And the viewer needs to switch it on if they want to watch your video. Now, the thing is, most of the time, they don't switch it on. And I think that's because they're checking out your video if it's something that's worth really watching and switching the audio on. And that is why you want to put captions on your videos. I mean, if people are not going to switch on your audio and your video is just a talking head, then how are people going to understand what you're saying, and how are you going to attract them into watching the rest of your video? Now, Facebook used to make this really easy for us. When you're editing your video, Facebook actually, you can generate captions for your video right into Facebook. But just the other day, I discovered that this option, this feature, no longer exists. So I was double checking yesterday, preparing for this presentation. And yes, I confirmed that you can no longer generate captions for your videos right within Facebook. And I'm really, really sad about this because that was a really cool feature. But all is not lost. You can use something like Trint. That is an AI-powered transcription service, or any other transcription service that you want, right? It's just that Trint is inexpensive. I believe it's $15 for every hour. The other option you have is Rev.com. Now, with Rev, your video will be transcribed by humans, not AI, so it's more accurate. You'll still have to double check either way. But it's also expensive. With Rev, it's $1 per minute. So, you know, it's up to you. Depends on what budget you have, what will fit with your budget. And, of course, you don't have to caption every single video. At the very least, if you're going to put up a video ad, then make sure to caption it, okay? So moving on, and now we are getting to the exciting part, which is the success secret from Sesame Street. So I have to give you some background and tell you a little story. If you haven't heard yet, I worked in children's television for a while, many, many years ago. And that program, the producers of that program learned from the producers of Sesame Street, which is a children's television workshop. And so what we found out was, you know, learning, education, normally we don't think of learning as fun, right? So how does Sesame Street make learning fun so that children actually enjoy watching them and they actually remember them? Well, Sesame Street modeled its segments from TV ads. Okay, so TV ads are very attractive. And in those days when Sesame Street started, We didn't have Netflix, we didn't have cable, and we didn't even have remote controls, I think. You had to stand up and physically like turn a knob to change channels. It wasn't that easy to skip TV ads. And so what can we learn from TV ads is that they're short, they're punchy, they're interesting, and they're very memorable. Now, I'm not telling you TV ads because they're expensive. They last 30 seconds, 1 minute at the most. So I'm not telling you to only create like 1 minute videos unless you're making like a TV spot yourself. Okay, but there are some principles there that we can apply in our online videos. So tip number three is to keep a fast pace with your videos. Now, this is easy to do, easier if you're doing a pre-recorded video. So when you're editing your video, you have cuts, right? Even if it's a talking head, you cut to a different camera angle, or maybe you cut to zoom into your face and then zoom out. And you do like what we call cutaways, meaning if right now you're seeing my face and then I can cut away and show you something else, you know. But what about for live videos like this one? There are different ways. Like, for example, you've noticed that I have, oops, how do I point to that? This text box, right? So every time I change the text, that's like a different cut. Okay, there's a change in the what your viewers are seeing. Okay, that's one way to give your videos a fast pace. Now, what else? So text overlays, props. Like if you're doing a live video, you can't cut, like you can't cut scenes. Well, with Ecamm Live you can. But for example, like now I'm just talking and there's no reason for me to share, you know, sharing my screen. If I switch to my screen, that's another way to do a cut. And what else? I can switch cameras also with Ecamm Live. But another way is to use props. So for example, if I suddenly said, look at this. I can do this. If I suddenly held up a prop like that, that's one way that you're changing the pace. Like if I showed you like, hey, let me show you my favorite mug, right? So suddenly there's something different in the visuals. And that's a way like sort of that you're cutting in your video. And also camera movement. Well, I don't want to move my webcam, but if I myself moved, you know, that is one way. Like if I suddenly stood up and started dancing here, that is one way that I can keep a fast pace to my video. But of course, you know, you only do these things when they're relevant, of course, right? Oh, which reminds me, if you look at the early Facebook Live videos of some people, what they used to do is they would make a sign because they couldn't put text overlays. They would make a sign on a sheet of paper and hold it up like that. And I thought it was hilarious because it is so low tech, and also because Facebook shows a mirror image of your visual, so sometimes their words would be reversed. But I mean, you know, not to make fun, but it is a little bit funny. Those are the early days of Facebook Live. Of course, now we can do fancy things like putting our text overlays, switching to a different camera, sharing our screens, and all that fancy stuff. Maybe someday, maybe a year from now, we'll be doing Facebook Live videos with transitions. You never know, right? You know, what I forgot to tell you is the reasoning behind why you want to do all these things and give your video a fast pace and have constant changes. There are actually two reasons for that. Okay, the first reason, which you might have heard, is that the average attention span of an adult human being is now shorter than that of a goldfish. They say that the average attention span is only 6 minutes. And so, like, that can be your guide. Like, every 6 minutes, something should be changing with your video. But I think even 6 minutes is like too slow. For example, this video is what, 15 minutes long. I would say like maybe every couple of minutes, there should be something happening on your video. That's even better. And if you have even a shorter video, like just 1 minute long, then these changes, the cuts, should be even faster. Again, watch those TV ads and see if you can reverse engineer how they do it, how they keep everything so interesting visually, right? And see if you can learn from that. And the second reason that you want to do this is because of our lizard brain. So our lizard brain is a part of our brain that is really focused on survival. And one way that it does that is by being hypersensitive to changes in our environment. Because, you know, in the olden times, that's how humans survived. Like if you were out in the wild, that's how you survived, is by quickly spotting those changes in the environment. Because it could be a predator, you know, that wants to eat you. And somehow through the years, we have kept that part of our brains. And that's why we're attracted by bright, shiny new objects. It's we tie that, like subconsciously, it's tied up to our idea of survival. And that's why you want to use these tips to give your videos a fast pace. So just to review, what did I mention? That you can use it with your pre-recorded videos, through cuts and transitions. With your live videos, you can still achieve that with text overlays like what you see here, and props and camera movement or your own movement. So to summarize, these are the three power tips that you can use to make your videos more powerful. Excuse me. I've been holding this up and I think I need to take a sip of my tea. So tip number one, give your video a sizzling title. Tip number two, use captions. And tip number three, give your videos a fast pace. I hope you enjoy those tips and I hope that you will use them in your future videos. Meantime, if you would like to go deeper with how to shine with video in 2018, then I invite you to join my webinar next week. And you can sign up for that by going to alexisrodrigo.com/webinar. I hope to see you there. Thanks for joining me.